Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And if you miss any of these shows in their entirety, iTunes, Apple Music, Block Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests. And we have the Tulane running back, the standout, Darius Bradwell, joining us today. And if you're not familiar with him, you're about to be. He's a potent kid. He's a big kid. He's a fast kid. I always remember a couple plays he had against Cincinnati. I don't remember what year it was, but he had some big-time runs, and he was one of those guys I remember watching the game at home and just kind of getting the notebook out and going, hey, what, you know what, I got to jot this number 10 down because he's a kid that I think has an NFL future. But with that said, Darius, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
I appreciate it. And this afternoon was pretty good. You know, been chilling in the house, kind of bored, but been chilling in the house.
Well, staying safe is the thing to do right now. In terms of just being able to kind of stay in football shape with everything going on, have you been able to get your workouts in? That way, when the phone call rings, you'll be ready to go?
Yeah, I've been doing a couple things around. I run a mile every day and stuff like that. But, yeah, I've been doing certain workouts at home and outside.
Nice, nice. Now I have to ask, I mean, being fantastic career at Tulane, but, I mean, growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, I mean, were you the kid with the football in your hands all the time, or was that something that had to come a little bit later on?
That had to come a little bit later on. Fun fact, I despise Pop Warner because it was the daddy league, so mostly all the parents that were involved, I was basically the bench warmer until, you know, the older I got.
Yeah, until coaches want to coach and then they're not worried about whose kid's playing. They want to preserve their own job. So kind of take us through that then. So when do you really kind of start carving out that niche and become the guy that, you know, we see being able to tote the rock with such authority? I mean, when in your young life do you kind of get the opportunity to be that workhorse?
I always felt like I had it, but in middle school, going into my eighth grade year, I played all 3 years in middle school, but going into my eighth grade year, I got tired of losing. So I remember one day after practice, I was just throwing the ball around, and the offensive coordinator was like, do I want to try out quarterback? I said, I might as well. But ever since then, I started throwing it, and I realized how much power a quarterback has. And I said, if I could play quarterback, I know my team wouldn't lose. And I ended up taking my middle school team to the championship, but I ended up losing, though. So that sucks.
Well, that's a great story, though, man. I mean, it is a fantastic story. I mean, now I got to ask now. So I didn't know you had the quarterback background. Even with the young age, eighth grade, you're still, you know, once you get the quarterback in you, I think – how many times did you joke around with Coach Fritz at Tulane that maybe you have, I don't know all your statistics, but did you ever joke around at practice that you needed a few trick plays so you could let the ball, you know, fly out of your hand a couple times?
Yeah, I had a couple sometimes, but I never got that chance to do it. But I know my junior year I had did a lot of wildcat and stuff just in case we wanted to do a trick play. But like I said, we never attempted me throwing a pass.
Well, for all those NFL-interested teams and Darius Bradwell, that's something to know about, that if you do need the trickery, if you need to have someone to throw the ball, he has the ability to do it. Once again, Darius Bradwell, the standout Tulane Green Wave running back here on the C2P, as we find out a little bit about this young man, as he is about under a month away from finding out where he's going to land when this next thing gets started for the 2020 NFL Draft. So, what was it like, being a Tallahassee kid doing your thing in the state of Florida, and then you're off to Tulane? Did anybody in your family, I should ask you this, who was interested in you, and what was it like to leave the Sunshine State to go play football at Tulane?
First of all, my dad played in college, and I had a bunch of cousins that played in college too. My dad played at Louisville and FAMU. I had an older cousin that went to Florida. He was the number one offensive lineman in the country, so I had a lot of people around me that were very athletic. But also, my mom was a track athlete in high school, so she basically taught me how to run and everything. So, I was blessed with good genes. But growing in Tallahassee is a football town, football city, a college town. I had Florida State down the road from my high school. And, my biggest dream was to go to college and make it to the league and stuff. And, I used to watch Dalvin Cook, all them boys, Devontae Freeman. Being recruited out of high school, I had the mindset of being a quarterback. I was just like, nah, I'm a quarterback. But mainly all my big offers, besides two or three, were me at running back. And I remember I used to have Louisville come down there probably like every 2 weeks. And the running back coach, Kobe Smith, I remember his name. He was straight up. He told me, Darius, you're a good quarterback, but you could be a great running back. I can see you in the league. And I was like, I believe you, what I'm saying? But I'm a quarterback. And, when I got into college and a couple years later, I used to joke around with some of my old high school friends. I'm like, dang, if I would have just listened to him, I probably would have been at a bigger school besides Tulane. But, I'm just blessed to be at Tulane, the education, the program. And, being in the city of New Orleans taught me a lot of things and how to become a young man in society. So, this journey has been a thing but a blessing at the same time.
Well said. Well said, Darius. I love it. Now, we ask all the guys that come on the show, if you're in the film room with the scouts, what do you think they're going to love about you? When they're breaking down tape, what are those hallmark home run abilities to the running back position they're going to fall in love with?
I think the first thing, my selling point is I'm a former quarterback, so my football IQ is probably one of the highest, I think, on the team, wherever team I go to, because I see things that happen before it transpires. So my football IQ is one thing I think that's going to jump off the film. Also, my size and speed combination and power that I use to my advantage. But also I have some sneaky speed and sneaky quickness that I think people underestimate me watching in real life because of my size. I've been told all my life, oh, you're a big dude, but once I start playing, they'd be like, oh, he can really play. So I think those things, those aspects of my game is kind of underrated.
Definitely. If anyone's been able to watch you play, you don't look like a big guy when you're running the ball. You look like a fast guy. Once you get to that second level, nobody's catching you. Like you said, sneaky speed, but the speed is there. Like I said, you don't reach the end zone like you did without having that second gear to kind of, get that separation. We ask you, does anything go unnoticed, Darius? And we just present this question, could have been the offense you ran where, you could have done caught more balls or did more pass protection, or maybe you could, is there anything that these scouts need to know about? In terms of, film junkie, weight room warrior, anything, as we're so close to the draft, any big boost that you can give these guys that they'll take a second look and say, man, we got to bring this kid in.
I think one is my catching ability, in our offense. We was a run heavy offense and with our schemes, we wanted certain people to do certain things, but my hands are pretty good. I think that's one of the most underrated things that people don't know, or I don't have film on catching the ball as much. So those are one of the things.
Fair enough. Like, so that's why I ask. You're a college athlete. You know what it's like. You go into the the, you know, the film room and you're with these coaches. I mean, there's a game plan and you execute what the coaches ask. And, you know, if they're not going to throw the ball, then you can't catch the ball. That's just the way it's going to be. Once again, Darius Bradwell, the Tulane standout, kind enough to take some time as we're under a month away from this 20 NFL draft. And, you know, Darius, I wanted to say again, I'm excited to get you on because we have so many guys on the program each and every day, you know, but, you know, some days it could be offensive linemen. We've been on a big wide receiver run. It seems like all the guys coming on of late, but I can't remember the last time I had a running back on the show. I feel like it's almost been a month or something. So, again, you know, it's spontaneous like that, but I was just so glad to actually talk to a running back. You know, you get tired of talking to the same position, show in, show out, but especially a guy like yourself. I mean, so much that you bring to the table. So with that said, I mean, I have to say it. Any comparisons? Not that you're comparing yourself, but the family or friends, teammates or coaches, do they kind of say, hey, this guy, this is who you remind us of, and this guy's in the National Football League?
In the beginning of my career with my running back coach, he used to compare me to LeGarrette Blount. He also from Florida, 25 minutes away from Tallahassee, Madison County. So he said I remind him a lot of him. Also, I think Rashad Penny a little bit. So I think those are the biggest comparisons I used to get.
I like those. And I love the little throwback in LeGarrette Blount. I mean, workhorse. And he was a guy that I remember really put on a heck of a show down at the Senior Bowl and then went on to, win a lot of Super Bowls. Darius, we're almost out of time, but we appreciate you sharing it, some of yours with us. But we call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions before we let you go today. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, now take us inside that Green Wave locker room. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Fritz, and would they do it in front of him?
Nobody does a great impersonation of Coach Fritz, but nobody has the balls to do that. But our OC is from Mississippi, so he has a country accent. And I know one of our third-string QBs called Christian used to do a great impression of him.
Excellent. And I was not familiar with the athleticism that your mother and father brought to the table to help you become the guy that we're talking to this afternoon. But is there any joking around the kitchen table about who's the best athlete in the Bradwell family?
My mom's I think I was in fifth grade. Me and my mom raced, and she beat me. And to this day, she always talk about, I used to beat you when you was young. I used to beat you. And now I just sit there. I said, race me now. She said, nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not trying to lose. I said, yeah. So she always joke around and say she used to beat me when I was younger.
Excellent stuff. And then the final one, again, the draft is so close. April 23rd, 24th, 25th, it's going on Q. But with that said, I assume that week you'll be with family and friends as you await to hear your name. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have made that day as you celebrate this special journey in your football life?
My mom is the best cook ever. Hands down, anybody comes to our house, they give her the compliments. But if I had to choose, I don't know. That's a lot. Either some fried chicken or I want a barbecue. I love barbecue food.
Oh, sounds good. I tell you what, I'm excited. I mean, I tell you what, you sold her very well. I tell you what, if I'm around Tallahassee on draft day, I might text you and ask you if I can stop by and try your mom's home cooking. It sounds pretty good there. So you sold that well, and you're making me crave it now. And now I got to go in the fridge and look at like old macaroni or something.
You're always welcome in the Bradwell family if you come to Tallahassee.
Well, Darius, I appreciate that, man. And like I said, I would be very excited. Again, that sounds delicious. Hey, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you doing your thing. You're one fun guy to watch at the college level, man. You made a lot of big plays, and I think you're going to make a lot more. But, again, just stay safe out there.
Appreciate it. It's an honor.
No problem. Once again, that is Darius Bradwell, the standout from Tulane, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. And another thing that we didn't speak about is there's not a lot of wear and tear on this kid. He's fresh, and he's got size and ability. And I love the Rashad Penny Blunt comparisons, you know, or just people that, you know, his friends and family kind of said, you know, I think those are really dead on in terms of the size and power. And, you know, I'm old school. I'm used to seeing the John Riggins and the Otis Andersons and the big George Rogers and Jamal Lewis's. Even the LeGarrette Blount. So when I see a guy like Darius Bradwell doing his thing at the college level, I like those big running backs, the workhorses, the guys that punish, the ones that are supposed to be the punishers. They put the beating on them. Again, if you want more of Darius, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.